Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word that is God-breathed and contains everything we need to know about you and about your kingdom and about how we are to live. So, Father God, as we hear God's word read to us and then preached to us by Kate, Lord, would you speak to us, and may we be unable to leave here with our hearts unchanged. In Jesus' name, amen.
I am going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 9. And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up into rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service for the Lord's people. And they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. So we urge Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty might, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. So tonight, I am doing the giving sermon. I don't know about you, but I'm wondering if some of you had known that tonight was about giving, maybe you'd have stayed at home. I have definitely sat in the pews and watched someone go up and talk about giving to the work of the church, and there's bar charts and pie charts and all kinds of things, and it's been painful. And you also might be thinking to yourself, well, Kate, this is so inappropriate for you to be talking about financially supporting the work of the church. Don't you know that people are really struggling financially at the moment? Yes, we totally realize that. And that is why we are pairing this sermon tonight with the talks that we'll do next week about giving your time, about thinking through your gifts and considering if there are other ways you can be serving the church. Because giving to the church is more than giving your money. And it's also more than just giving your money to this church, because you may well be supporting other Christian work. So if it's you and you think, I just can't give anymore, please feel the freedom of that. We totally understand. But I want to start by reframing, and I have to be quite careful of all the technology, from we think about giving. But I want to say this evening, let's think more than just about giving. Because I want to encourage us to think that in giving, you are partnering with the work of the church in order for us to do gospel work, in order for us to reach people in our town with the good news of Jesus. Because we believe that partnership of you with us plus giving financially equals gospel work. We have amazing opportunities in this town. Every week, we feed between 100 and 150 people at Hot Dog Wednesdays. Every week, Sam runs the youth cafe, and about 40 youth come along, people who aren't coming into our doors every Sunday. Will's talked about Holiday Club, this amazing opportunity to reach kids in our town. But there are 12,500 people who live in Buckingham, and we want to reach them as well. We want to tell them about Jesus and who he is. So that is how I want you to frame our discussion this evening. It's more than just me asking for your money. And we have this passage from 2 Corinthians, where Paul is writing his second letter to the Corinthian church. And he's talking about a collection. And this collection is mentioned at various points in Paul's ministry. In Acts, he says, "I came to Jerusalem to bring my people gifts for the poor and to present offerings." So this collection that's being talked about is for the Jerusalem church, who are really struggling. And he's already mentioned it to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, where he says to the church that on the first day of every week, each of them should set aside a sum of money in keeping with the income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections need to be made. He's encouraged them to build this collection that can be sent to the Jerusalem church. And he has such certainty about this collection that he's even sent to them two people who are going to travel with it. He mentions Titus and then another person who is not given a name. But the problem is the Corinthians have got stuck. They've lost interest in this collection. And this passage we have tonight is Paul urging them to recommit. I used to visit my grandparents in Penarth really regularly. And as we got near to their house, there was a thermometer on the end of a churchyard. And I honestly, and they were obviously saving up for something, but that thermometer barely moved. They had got stuck. And that's an image for us to have in our minds of what's happening to the Corinthians. They've got stuck in their generosity. And in order to encourage them to recommit, Paul tells them about another group of churches who have been able to be generous to this collection. He shares with them about the Macedonian church. And this church is amazing in its generosity. It's inspiring in its generosity. And Paul hopes that that will inspire the Corinthians to give. And the first thing that we see about these Macedonian churches is that their generosity comes from a place of poverty. This is how they are described. They're described as in the midst of a severe trial. They're described as suffering from extreme poverty. And I was interested to learn that the kind of the Greek language of the pressure exerted on this church, of the severity of the trials that they were going through, gives us the word bathysphere. And we're now going to see a picture of what that is, in case you don't know. I didn't before you came tonight. This is a submarine called a bathysphere. And in the 1920s, William Beake traveled to 3,000 feet underwater. And that was 6 times more than anybody had ever managed before. But if you think about this submarine traveling to the bottom of the sea, you can think about the kind of intense pressure that it would have been under. And that intense pressure was the pressure of 7,000 tons. Now, 7,000 tons means nothing to me unless I have something to compare it to, because I can never compute what numbers mean. 7,000 tons is 1,044 elephants. So that is the kind of pressure that the bathysphere is under that helps us understand the severity of the trials that the Macedonian churches were going through. They were afflicted by life. They were crushed by life. They were in deep poverty. But what comes out of this? Overflowing joy and rich generosity. To the extent that they are pleading with Paul for the privilege of giving. Out of their poverty came generosity. And this encourages me to think that whatever season of life I'm going through financially, I can still be committed to giving to the work of the church. Now, it's something I can really struggle with, and it's something that I can find really difficult because I try and sort of keep my money for myself to give myself a really good life. And I was thinking as I was preparing this about people who have modeled this to me. And when I lived in Holland in 2007, I was really, really unhappy. I was really missing my family. I was in a really bad work environment. And a family called the Crews kind of took me under their wing and made me a part of their family. They had three children. The mum didn't work, and the dad was training as an ordinand in the Church of England. So they did not have a lot of money, but their generosity to me was overwhelming. They had me over for meals all the time, and they were incredibly generous, and it meant so much to me at the time of my life that I was going through. To have these people who were generous to me, even though they didn't have a lot themselves. So even if we feel we are under intense pressure, let's try and be generous to God. And the second thing that I think that we see from what Paul has written to the Corinthian church is the importance of developing as a giver. In verse 7, he says, "But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see also that you excel in the grace of giving." Because it seems that giving is something that the Macedonian church had worked at. In the same way that we may be praying to God and we may be asking him for different things. We may be asking him to help shape us to be more like Jesus in different ways. So we can be thinking about developing the habits of generosity. Now that might look different for all of us. But if you were someone who was going to run a marathon, you wouldn't just get up and do it, would you? If you're going to do something that's hard, and giving away our money is hard, it is a challenge, you need to go into training like you go into training for a marathon. Maybe something you could think about is when your income comes in at the beginning of the month, immediately giving some of it away. Maybe you could think about having conversations in your family about where you want to be giving your money. What would it look like for you to be developing the habit of a giver? Let's be listening to God and let's be asking him where he is calling us to give. And obviously, although we are talking today about giving to the church, it's a wonderful thing to give to different organizations as well. And the last thing that I think we see from this passage is we give because we have received. Paul makes it really clear that he is not commanding the Corinthian church to give, but he reminds them of the grace of the Lord Jesus, which has been given to them. He reminds them that Jesus became poor by dying on the cross for all of them, so that they could know the richness of God's love. And we can think about all the different ways in which God has poured his richness into our lives. Jesus died on the cross so that we could know God as our Father. We get to be part of an amazing church family where we try and love one another. We get to have a God that we can pray to every day and share all our worries and concerns with. Trying to think of other great things about being a Christian. He gives us his word so that we can read and be inspired. Eternal life, thank you very much. He gives us the chance to face death, but know that we will be eternally in heaven with him. And we know that he is with us because the Holy Spirit is inside of us. There was a lot of water in that jug. And so as all of these things have been poured into us, so we can pour them out to other people. We can pour them out by giving financially to the church. We can pour them out in the way that we share God's love with other people. We can pour them out in the way that we use our time for the church. There are so many ways in which we can give out of what we have received from God. The Macedonian church believed that giving to this collection was a privilege. A privilege that they got to support their brothers and sisters who were struggling. It's a privilege for us to be able to give to the work of the church. And I really believe that giving, we are partnering in our giving to do gospel work. But when we partner with God and we give, we are showing that God has given to us so we can give out to others. So I think it's a sign that we believe in the gospel, we believe in the generosity that God has given to us. And we have a little video in a moment, which Brian has recorded, and hopefully you have been given a form in your service sheet this morning. And we'd love you to take that home with you and to have a think about the various ways in which you might change your giving. And there's three different ways. We'd love for you to go away, pray about it, chat about it with different people, and think if there is more that you could be giving to the church. So I think the band are going to come back up and we're going to watch the video.
So when you look at our chart here showing all of the activities that our church is involved in, both within the church and out in the wider community, how does it make you feel? I know for me, it challenges me to ask myself, am I a giver or am I a taker? Now, we all know that to deliver all of this needs resources, whether it's building, equipment, people, and of course, finance. We also all know that the next few months are going to be really tough. Financially, things are going to be awkward for us. There's all sorts of uncertainty. But what makes life different for us as Christians is that we believe in a God who will bless us when we step out in faith. So I'm asking you to come on a bit of a journey with us over the next 3 months, specifically in terms of giving. So if you're not currently giving or you have stopped giving to support the church, please start giving something. If you're giving just occasionally and sporadically, how about moving up to giving regularly, perhaps weekly or monthly? If you're already giving regularly, try moving up to tithing 10% of your available income and see what happens. And if you're already tithing 10%, you could consider increasing that by a percentage or perhaps doing a one-off donation or a little bit of extra giving to support the church. Now, I know that whatever you do in this, God will bless you. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know whether it'll be financially or in some other areas of your life, but we trust in God. So let's see what happens over the next 3 months. Let's enjoy this journey together.
So let me pray before we spend more time in worship. Heavenly Father, thank you for the riches that you have poured into our hearts. Thank you for the grace that we have received through Jesus, who became poor so we could be rich. Please be working in us and help us discern if we could be giving more to you. Amen.